Another person who was out recording during the week was our very own Eric Dempsey in the Midlands. Now, we were hoping to get woodpeckers and cuckoos during the Dawn Chorus broadcast. We did have a cuckoo from Athlone, if my memory serves me correctly, Niall.
We did. That's right, Derek. Your memory doesn't deceive you. It's such a distinctive sound. It's unmistakable. When you hear it, you don't forget it. A really nice thing to get in the Dawn Chorus whenever we do.
Well, they're still calling Eric Dempsey. Our man in Wicklow was actually in the Midlands recently, and he got a fabulous recording of a cuckoo.
Isn't that a great sound, Derek? I'm actually in a bog here in Westmeath, in the wonderful Midlands, and that is the sound of the Westmeath bogs and the boglands of Ireland and the hills of Ireland in the summer. It's a beautiful male cuckoo, and he is just sitting in a tree not very far from me. He's actually he's very, very, very vocal at the moment. And the chances are this bird might be recently arrived in. This is the best time. May is one of the best months to hear cuckoos. And it's, I would say this bird is fresh in. He's looking for a female, so that's the male giving the call. The female has a bubbling call, and if he hears a bubbling call, my God, he will get very excited because he will have a partner. So this is the bird basically singing and looking for a female. And when you think of the journeys these birds have made, and there's been a lot of work done on tracking the cuckoos, and our birds are spending the winter in places like the Congo, and some of them will cross the Sahara Desert, and others will actually go up along the west coast of Africa before they reach back into Ireland. And you can hear, if you just listen there, you can hear that there's small birds giving alarm calls. And cuckoos actually look quite like birds of prey. Oh, there he's going again. They look like sparrowhawks in many ways. But the birds are really tuned in to the voice and the sound and the look of a cuckoo. Because, well, they don't really want them in the area. I think instinctively they know that perhaps the cuckoo might be a threat to them. And, of course, what the female cuckoo will do, which is an extraordinary thing in itself, she will lay eggs into other birds' nests. And out in the bogs here, it's mostly meadow pipits are the host parents for cuckoos. And if you can imagine what she has to do, she has to find maybe 5 or 6 or 7 nests of meadow pipits that are at egg-laying stage. She needs to get in without being seen by those nesting meadow pipits. She needs to get in, take one of their eggs and lay one of her eggs. And her eggs will almost camouflage perfectly with the meadow pipit eggs. And it is then that she can go from nest to nest and get the next host and the next host and the next host. It's an extraordinary evolutionary development for a species. Most birds will give up their lives to try and protect their young, but cuckoos entrust other species to raise their young. And of course the adults will be gone by July and the young would be raised by the foster parents. But what a wonderful sound of summer, and unfortunately in many parts of the country a sound that is not heard as often as it used to be.
What a wonderful sound. Thank you very much indeed, our man Eric Dempsey. Keep him coming in, Eric. Ever since we gave you that recorder, there's no stopping you.